Hello, and welcome to a stream. Possibly, perhaps.
Is it?
I believe it is.
Oh, it's live, baby.
I believe we are. Yes. Ah, 2020. Welcome.
2020.
In a new decade.
And don't we all just feel it?
And to ring that in, we got to make sure our brains are still sharp. You know? Got to make sure we still have some wits about us.
If we ever had any at all.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're here to find out. Abby's going to put us through the ringer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll do the precursor.
Yes.
So, this is a quiz that will go on a month by... This is starting off great. It's going to go by a month on a month-by-month basis, so there's questions for each month of the year. As we decided beforehand, if one player can't answer a question, it will get passed to the other player and they will get a half point for their answer if they get it right. What else is there to say? Don't say the answers in chat, because I'm going to ban you. I have a spanner next to my name, so I will ban you without question. So, the winner of this quiz will receive a title to defend in 2021. Oof. The 2020 quiz, and a whole bunch of pride for being that knowledgeable gamer.
Hell yeah.
I could do with some pride. I've got none. No pride. No self pride at all.
The first thing we need to do is decide who goes first. So, do you want to decide that between yourselves, or shall I decide
for
you?
Who has the highest gamer score? Who has the highest gamer score here? I'm just kidding. We'll get to flip a coin or something.
I mean, L comes before W.
Right, I'm going to roll a dice.
Wait, no, that means lose. No.
I'm going to roll a dice. Bill, you get even numbers. Kinross, you get odd.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
So 16, so Bill, do you want to go first or do you want Kinross to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. So.
Can I have the first question be, how bad do those gloves taste?
We're in serious quiz mode.
Okay. It tastes like Wario magic.
Sorry, thank you.
Alright, so are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, we begin with question number one. In January, which developer terminated its publishing deal with Activision?
Bungie.
Hell yeah. Easy. Kinross. Why are you glaring? Yeah.
Because I don't think my questions are going to be that easy.
Which episodic game made its return in January after a brief hiatus that was caused by the developer's studio closing down?
The Walking Dead? The Telltale series?
Yeah, you're right.
Hell yeah! Actually, I should be like, no.
Boo! Bill. In North America, what was the best-selling game of January?
Oh, fuck. I'm trying to think of what came out in January. And it's always tricky because it's either a new release or it's some stubborn-ass old bastard of a game that just sticks around forever.
It was a Fortnite pack.
Yeah. I'm going to guess Resident Evil 2.
Nope.
But I bet it was like Grand Theft fucking Auto or something. Or Smash. No. Or maybe it was Smash. But my guess is Resident Evil 2. That's my final answer.
No. Kinross.
See, the joke answer would be Anthem. Did it come out in February?
Yeah.
That would be a super joke answer then. I'm going to go Smash.
Nope. It was Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh, damn!
What the fuck?
I thought that was in February.
Damn.
No, it's Kingdom Hearts 3.
That one hurts.
People really wanted that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about Kingdom Hearts 3.
Well, I just reminded you. And then you'll forget again as soon as I ask the next question, probably.
Okay.
Kinross.
Mm-hmm.
Which title released in January with the following synopsis? He's been sucked into the legendary Death Drive Mark II games console where anyone who collects all of the Death Balls has their wish granted. Or do they?
Oh, God. I can't remember which way around the title is, but I believe it is Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you were just playing it.
Yeah, I know. I literally just started it, but I couldn't remember whether it is No More Heroes, Travis Strikes Again, or Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes.
I would have accepted either, because I'm not, okay. I'm not that finickety. Bill, which post-apocalyptic crafting game officially released on Steam in January of this year?
Fuck. Oh, shit. Post-apocalyptic crafting survival game. There's a lot of those.
Did not say survival.
Oh, okay. Post-apocalyptic crafting game. Is this something that came out of early access? Could I ask that?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So it could be any of them.
It could be any game.
My Time at Portia.
Yes. You're right.
You got a bell? I don't have a bell.
I like that question because you could easily go towards like Rust or some shit or something like that.
I would have been surprised if neither of you had gotten that though. Kinross.
I actually forgot that it was a post-apocalyptic.
It was said that Mario and Luigi's Inside Story plus Bowser Jr.'s Journey was the worst-selling Mario game since which failed video games console?
The Virtual Boy?
Correct.
Hey.
It sold real bad. And with that, we're out of January.
The studio shut down, right? Or is that the other studio?
The studio did indeed shut down. Wah. But we're on to February. But the score so far, Bill 2, Kinross 3.
Shit!
Wait, really?
Yes. Gotta catch up, Bill.
Gotta catch up.
Right. Bill, which Battle Royale game released in February on the Nintendo Switch?
I feel like there's only one on there. But my brain, for some reason, thinks there's another one on there. But I don't think it is. I'm going to go with Fortnite. Or is it... Fuck,
Kinross?
I bet you it's the other one.
It's not Fortnite.
It's not Fortnite.
Oh, shit! It's probably Tetris.
Don't say the answer!
Fuck.
Is it Tetris?
Yeah, I kind of have to give you the point for that.
Yeah,
it was Tetris 99. Okay, Kinross.
Fortnite was my guess as well, but I thought, no, that must have been...
That was June 2018.
Just after E3.
Kinross. Mm-hmm. Which game made a surprise debut in February and gained 25 million players within its first week? I should probably put a timer on. How long you can think about things for.
Yeah. Surprise game. Tetris 99.
No. Bill.
Apex Legends.
Yes. You get a half point. Okay.
Halfway there, baby.
Bill. Wargroove was developed by which company?
So I have the one company name in the brain. I wonder if they're one and the same. Is it Chucklefish?
It is Chucklefish.
I know sometimes they publish, sometimes they develop, but I think that time it was both.
All right, this is a big one for you, Kinross.
Okay.
Name five Shonen Jump series that were represented in Jump Force.
Is it a case of I get one wrong and I'm out, or
give me a five and we'll see?
Give me five.
We'll see if you get your point or not.
One Piece, Death Note, uh, Bleach. I'm running out of Shonen Jump shows.
Bill's like, give me this question, dude.
We'll put Yu-Gi-Oh! In there. And Naruto.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You could have had Black Clover, Bleach, Boruto, City Hunter, Death Note, Dragon Ball, Dragon Quest, Fist of the North Star, Hunter x Hunter, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, My Hero Academia, Naruto, One Piece, Rurouni Kenshin, Saint Seiya, Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Yu Yu Hakusho.
It's basically all of them.
Yeah, basically, if you name a Shonen Jump series, it was probably there.
Except for the ones that I've been reading. Those ones aren't in there.
Good job, Kinross.
How did I forget about Dragon Ball? That is the question.
Because Dragon Ball has its own games.
How did I forget about
Tetris? The most Shonen Jump.
Anyway, Bill. Which Xbox exclusive title finally released in 2019 after an initial release year of 2016?
Crackdown 3.
You right. You know it.
Should have stayed unreleased.
Kinross.
What I hear.
Yes. Which February title led to claims from players that it had bricked their PS4s? Bill, where are you going?
No, we've established this game. we've established that this game came out in February, and I know that Anthem did a lot of stuff to a lot of people's things, so I'm just going to say Anthem.
Yeah, it's Anthem. All right, Bill, this question is designed specifically for you.
Hell yeah.
The Overwatch League season began in February, adding 8 new teams to the season. Name 2 new teams.
Oh, shit. is there the Outlaws and the Stars?
Ken Ross.
The Outlaws were in season 1, man.
Oh shit.
I'm gonna go for Hangzhou Spark and Chengdu Hunters.
Yes.
I can't remember if the San Francisco Shock were year 1
that
or 2.
That was year 1. I was going to say 2, but... All right, final question for February. Kinross.
What? What about Bill?
He just had the Overwatch League question.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a final round.
The Lego Movie 2 video game released on the 26th of February. How many Lego games in total released in 2019? Bill's face.
Alright. Because Bill had a similar... Does this include re-releases? If there happen to be any?
No.
Okay. 7.
Do you have any reasoning behind that? Or just because you think there's a lot of Lego games? Because it was not 7.
There were 7. A fair few Lego games. It was not 7. Okay.
Bill, how many Lego games came out this year?
What was the question again? What was the game mentioned in the question?
The Lego Movie 2 video game released on the 26th of February. How many Lego games in total released in 2019? So that would include the Lego Movie 2 video game.
Yeah. So it's at least 1.
2 games.
You're right.
Supervillains in that one.
Didn't the Star Wars one come out this year?
Maybe I did my research wrong, but he's getting half a point, because...
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm done with...
I don't know if it did. I don't know if it did, the Star Wars one.
That's fair.
Actually, maybe Supervillains was 2018, I don't know, but...
Well, the other one I have written down is Lego Jurassic World. So...
Ah, well, I'm glad I had Supervillains on the brain then, because it led me to my answer.
Thank God you didn't have to name them.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully there wasn't a third that came out after I wrote that question. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Bill, which game? Oh, we're on to March now, by the way. Bill's birthday month, so he's gonna excel, I believe. Which game contained the Sundream Stone, an item that is said to possess the power to make anyone's wildest dreams come true?
The Sundream Stone, a game from March. Hmm. the heck came out in March?
Not a lot.
Not a lot, yeah. I have, like, one game on the brain, but, like, part of me's not drawing that item description to that said game. But the name of the item sounds like it would be from that game. But then it also sounds like it's from a JRPG. It's definitely not from any zombie games. So,
Can you imagine if it's DayZ?
Oh, yeah, it's from Death Stranding. Gonna give you 10 seconds.
Right. I'm just gonna guess Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice.
It was not from Sekiro.
Yeah, I didn't think it was, but
Kinross.
You can do this, Kinross.
Kirby Star Allies.
No, but you're really close with that one. It was Yoshi's Crafted World.
Nice. Ah, bugger!
As long as neither of us got it, I'm
yes. All right, Kinross. Which game, on its release date, had over 108,000 concurrent players on Steam, making it the highest number for a game released between January and March?
I honestly don't remember anything about March.
It does feel like it was 10 years ago, but it was, in fact, last year.
That was 17 years old.
Sekiro: Shadows Die
Twice.
Yeah,
you're right. Cool. All right, Bill. Nice and easy one for you. Which cloud gaming service was announced on the 19th of March?
Google Stadia.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been like xCloud though too. That could be depending on how you approach that question. It could be tricky as a tested.
She gave a specific date.
Yeah.
So unless they both got announced on the
but
same
does
day.
Does anyone remember the date Google Stadia was announced?
You do.
19th of March.
Yeah. I only remember because Abby said it just now.
All right. This is a Kinross question, if I've ever had one. Fill in the blanks.
I mean, you wrote it.
Blank is you. You is blank.
Baba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, such a good game.
Bill. In March, the final. In March, the final DLC for Final Fantasy XV, Episode Arden, was released after the cancellation of the three remaining episodes. What were the names of the cancelled DLC chapters?
There was Episode Noctis, Episode Luna Freya. Oh, shit. There was a third one.
I'm going to be so disappointed if you don't know this.
You'll be more disappointed that I do know it.
Noctis, Luna Freya. Tabata, what the hell were you doing, bro? Tabata, what were you doing, bro? What other characters are there?
I really want you to get this one.
I don't.
Alright, I'll give you 10 seconds. Five, four, three, two, one.
Regis.
No, but that would have been cool.
That would have been a lot cooler than Noctis.
You go, Kinross.
Noctis, Luna Freya, Aranea.
Yeah.
Oh, shit! I forgot her fucking name. That's...
I didn't know Luna Freya.
I want that one. I want that Aranea DLC. Come on.
You didn't want it enough to remember that you wanted it.
I forgot her damn name. Sorry. Sorry, man.
All right, Kinross. Nintendo's latest first-party game for the 3DS was released in March. What game was it?
Mario and Luigi, Bowser's Inside Story.
No, because I asked a question about that in February. January.
Crap. Rap.
So what was the question again?
Nintendo's latest first-party game for the 3DS was released in March. What game was it?
WarioWare Gold. Damn it.
Sad. Kirby's Extra Epic Yarn.
Kirby, get the fuck out of here, bro. God damn.
So it's a port of a Wii game.
I'm disappointed in myself. Same.
Bill.
But I'm back.
Don't be disappointed in me. Yeah.
Google Stadia was announced in March. They demonstrated the transition from laptop to phone to PC with which 2018 title?
Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yeah, you're right. You got it.
The curb is
no hesitation.
Wow, there was a hesitation. You have to remember which Assassin's Creed it was.
Okay. Kinross. Last question from March. We're nearly there.
Okay.
Which game says the following on its Steam page? Prepare to get downright demonic with the signature blend of high-octane stylized action and otherworldly original characters the series is known for.
I feel like this came out much later in the year, but I'm going to say Devil May Cry 5.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, I thought that was an October game.
Capcom killing it first 3 months.
So, as we exit March and enter April, Bill is on 7 points, and Kinross is on 10. So, gotta catch up. Bill.
It all starts in April for me. It all starts in April.
This is where, you know, you start remembering things, yeah. In April, Ubisoft offered the use of which in-game monument in order to help with its reconstruction?
Is this my question?
Yes.
Right. Can you repeat the question again? Is it asking which monument they were supporting? Like, which one? Or... Because I bet you it's fucking different.
Ubisoft offered the use of which in-game monument in order to help with its reconstruction?
Oh, well, I mean, my guess is Notre Dame.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
You got it.
But you never know. I was thinking, like, maybe they use, like, a different one in the game, but it's not Notre Dame. But it was
apparently,
just
it's not, like, it's not a one-to-one recreation of it, but they said, we have these in-game models if you want to use them, basically.
Probably the closest 3D model that there is of the thing.
Kinross.
Mm-hmm.
After leaving Nintendo in April, Reggie Fils-Aimé set up his own Twitter account. What controversy stemmed from the photos he uploaded in his last days at Nintendo?
Is this that picture of... from Retro? Where it had, like, some random thing in... they're like, oh! It must be Star Fox or some random other character that no one's seen before. That's the only thing that I can think of.
It is not. Bill. No. Which controversy stemmed from the photos he uploaded in his last days at Nintendo?
Game again.
I think both of you are going to be like, oh yeah, I vaguely remember this happening.
Man.
I just can't picture Reggie being responsible for any controversy.
Yeah, it was probably just people looking at the picture and going bananas for nothing.
This is way after Mario Nips.
April, controversy, my hat's falling off, Reggie. I don't got it. I don't think I got anything.
He'd been using a Herman Miller mirror chair worth $365 as opposed to the Aeron chair worth $1,200.
What?
Chairgate.
People were upset that he was using a cheaper chair?
Well, they were upset that Nintendo hadn't provided him with the quality of the Aeron chair that was worth $1,200. Instead, they cheaped out on a $365 chair. People were mad. But he did end up getting one gifted from Herman Miller.
Oh my god!
So.
I'm sure that if Reggie wanted a particular chair, he could get a particular chair.
Well, He didn't.
Okay.
Whose question was that?
That was mine.
Yes. So, Bill, Nintendo Labo released its fourth kit in April. Which kit was it?
Fourth kit in April. So this was way after. It's already been out. Fourth kit in April. I'm trying to remember which ones were out at the get-go.
Talk us through it.
Is it the VR kits?
It is the VR kit.
Damn it.
Kinross.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many Final Fantasy games were released on Xbox One and Nintendo Switch during April? I should say this is unique games, don't double it for each console.
Oh, okay. Six.
Bill?
Four games.
Really close, it was three.
Shit!
Final Fantasy X, Final Fantasy X-2, and Final Fantasy XII, The Zodiac Age, all released in April.
Damn. When the hell did 7, 8, and 9 come then?
Later, I guess.
Damn it.
Bill? Bill.
Hell yeah.
Despite its mixed reviews, which April game was at the top of the all-format sales chart for the UK, in the UK, for three consecutive weeks?
Days Gone.
Mm-hmm. He catching up.
The Brits love Days Gone.
Yeah, I don't know what went on there. I don't know what happened.
It was an amazing thing to witness.
The final question for April. Bill is making his comeback because you are currently tied. So
yeah, I'm garbage in April.
How many playable characters are there in the initial roster of Mortal Kombat 11? Not a lot happened in April.
I don't know how many characters there are in Mortal Kombat. All of them. So I don't know.
Do we get like half credit if we're close? Like on an over-under
type of situation? I'll give it to you within like three.
Okay, so Kinross, make a guess.
There's at least three. Twelve.
No.
Okay.
Bill.
28.
Oh, it's 25. I've got to give you the point.
How many characters are in Mortal Kombat? Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
I only know of Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Shao Kahn.
It's just you never know, like...
Johnny Cage.
Leave some out, put some in as DLC, so it's like...
That was clutch. At the end of April, Bill is on 11 points and Kinross is on 10.
I got none that much.
So, we're moving on to May. So we're getting closer to the present day.
Oh, but I remember less and less the year goes on.
Well, that's bad news. Good news for Bill, though. Bill.
Hell yeah.
During May, Microsoft released a new version of the Xbox One S. What was notable about it?
But it was all digital. There's no disk drive. And I think it was like the Xbox One SAD or something like that. It was really good. Everyone was making fun of it.
Yeah, you're right. So this is kind of not going to be a great question for you, Kinross. But according to How Long to Beat, how long would it take an average player to beat the main story of Rage 2?
I actually looked this up because I was starting to play Rage 2.
Oh yeah, Kinross.
Was it 18 hours?
No.
Damn it.
What do you think, Bill?
8 hours.
Close, 10 hours.
Damn it.
Yeah, the main story, I think you can probably beat them pretty quick. Just the main story.
Bill. Which of the following is not a playable character in Team Sonic Racing?
Okay.
Big the Cat, Vector, Infinite, or Chao?
Chow.
Kinross?
I've heard of one of those characters. I'm going to go Infinite.
Yeah, you're right. Catch him back up.
Who or what is Infinite?
He's like one of the bad guys from Sonic Forces. I had to research Sonic Forces for this quiz, just so you know.
Dedication.
Right, Kinross.
Mm-hmm.
Red Dead Online launched in May after a lengthy beta. With it, it introduced specialist roles. Name all three specialist roles. I'm looking at Bill because I know he knows the answer to this one.
White hat, black hat, dick.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I don't know him.
Bill?
It's bounty hunter, collector, and oh, wow, why am I blanking on the third one? Hold on. Bounty hunter, collector.
Stick.
Bounty hunter, collector. Oh, and trader.
Yes. Bad. Okay. Bill.
These questions are stacked against me.
Developed by Phoenix Labs, which game went early access on PS4 and Xbox One on May 21st?
Dauntless.
Yep. Kinross.
Mm-hmm.
Which Yakuza game released on PC in May?
Kiwami 2?
Yeah! You did it!
Hey! Oh, yeah. I had a choice of four.
They've been out on PC people for a while now.
And we're into June. Just like that.
Oh, it's E3 time.
It's
Let's
E3
go.
Time. So we have a lot of questions for June. But we have a bonus round, which I must explain. Okay. I have some quotes from E3. Mm-hmm. I need you to tell me either the game that they're talking about or the person who said it for the point. I'll take either. You don't have to know both.
Okay.
So, let's do the bonus round first, because I've fucked up my ordering. Okay. Bill, easy one. Let me tell you, the feeling of being there, of walking the streets of the future, is really going to be breathtaking.
Is that cyberpunk?
Yeah.
Can I get a point for saying it was Keanu Reeves?
No.
You're breathtaking!
Kinross.
Yeah.
To ensure that the game is the best it can be, we must ask you to wait a little longer than we thought.
A delay.
That's literally any game!
Yeah, this one's a hard round, by the way.
Not that question that Bill got! What game got delayed? In June.
At E3 specifically.
At E3 specifically. Because that rules out Metroid.
To ensure that the game is the best it can be, we must ask you to wait a little longer than we thought.
These are making big red marks on my nose. I gotta take these off. It hurts.
Last of Us Part 2.
No. Bill.
Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Yep. I'm surprised you know that because you were on the floor screaming.
Yeah. But when that exact happened. Quote killed me. That one of those exact quotes killed me. I remember that like
it was yesterday. Bill. But the team kept working on it, and you kept playing it, and through all of that, something amazing has happened, and it's thanks to all of you. This game has one of the best online communities we've ever seen.
Two games come to mind. One I really want to guess, but I feel like it's definitely wrong. But I think I'm going to guess it anyway. Sea of Thieves.
No. Kinross. But the team kept working on it, and you kept playing it, and through all of that, something amazing has happened, and it's thanks to all of you. This game has one of the best online communities we've ever seen.
I feel like this round is just going to suck for me. I'm going to say Fallout 76.
It is Fallout 76.
It just sounded Todd Howardy.
That was Todd Howard. Phil, what are you feeling right now? What was your other guess?
Destiny 2.
Yeah, what was Fallout 76?
I don't think Destiny had a presence at
E3. No, and that's one of the reasons I didn't guess it in the end, because I'm like, I don't know if they were even there showing off Shadowkeep, but because Sony didn't have an event.
No.
Kinross.
Mm-hmm.
There is no briefing. There is no backup. You will not face a group of bad guys or a criminal organization. You will face an entire army. My army.
I'm sitting here wondering how deep Abby will go.
Pretty deep. Pretty deep.
Was the crappy Command and Conquer game this year?
No, that was...
Because that was my guess. So
no, I think that was 2018.
All right, never mind.
Is that your guess?
That was my... Well, I mean, I was guessing it and you said no, so it would be a bit of a cheat to then guess another one. So.
Okay. Bill, there is no briefing.
Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
Yeah. How did you know that?
John Bernthal, if I ever heard it.
There was a dog on stage at the same time. Bill. Yes, Bill. The wait is nearly over.
Final Fantasy VII Remake?
No.
That's a funny one. That's a really funny one. The wait is nearly over.
The wait is nearly over, Kinross.
Nearly over, buddy. You got this.
I don't got this. Death Stranding.
No. It was Yu Suzuki talking about Shenmue 3.
Oh, you.
Oh yeah, that game did come out, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
It did.
Kinross.
Mm-hmm.
Your quote is, and I was wondering, do you guys actually want to play the game? This E3 was not that quotable.
And yet here you are.
I'd committed to this round way too.
I'm just... Every answer is just a disappointment to myself and Axery. I've got nothing Peggle 2.
No, Bill.
Peggle 2. Is it Final Fantasy VII Remake?
It's Final Fantasy VII Remake. Tetsuya Nomura.
That started coming back to me a little bit.
I should probably just at least guess games that would have been there, because I've got a 2% chance of... Again, Death Stranding's got to be right at some point.
So there's only two left. You're on the final two of the quote round.
Hell yeah.
Bill. Next year, you'll discover the newest entry in this landmark franchise on console for the very first time. Either who said it or what the game was.
Console for the very first time. Next year, so it'll be this year.
I promise you, you are not thinking of the right game.
Fantasy Star Online 2.
No.
Oh, that's on console in Japan, isn't it?
On Shit. Japan. Kinross. Next year, you'll discover the newest entry in this landmark franchise on console for the very first time. Who said it, or what was the game?
I remember it. And I remember it being a game that none of us had ever heard of. Because it was some crappy Chinese MMO. Can I give the answer? Some crappy Chinese MMO.
No, but you can tell me who said it instead, and you'll still get the point.
Oh, I don't know who said Phil Spencer.
Yeah, it was Phil Spencer. What?
Is it since we both guessed, is it Crossfire
it
X?
It is Crossfire X, yeah.
Fuck! Damn it!
Is it a crappy Chinese MMO that no one else has heard
of? It's an FPS.
Shit.
Right, the last quote mm-hmm. question.
Damn it.
Are you kidding us?
Yeah.
So our promise to the community is that we won't have random loot boxes or pay-to-win scenarios.
This is probably earlier in the year as well, but Borderlands 3.
Mm-mm. Bill.
Is it Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order?
No, it was Marvel's Avengers.
Oh yeah, their damn service game. That's right, yep. They made a big deal about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I like Kingdom Hearts 3. I keep forgetting that game exists. Sorry to any fans.
Bill's at 20?
No.
I'm
Bill
at
is
12.
At 16. And you're at 12.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just time for some E3 questions that are not quotes.
Ooh, still in June, baby!
Still in June. We're going to be in June for a while. There's 10 E3 questions. So, Bill, during E3, it was announced that Keanu Reeves would be making his way into Cyberpunk 2077. What is his character's name?
Ooh, that's a good question. Oh, man. And he's like one of the like big characters from the tabletop game mm-hmm. too. Like he's a big thing. Shit, you know, is it like Silverhand or something like that?
I need a first and a second name.
Oh shit!
Well, I'm guessing Silverhand is one of the names.
You know, if you just want to say Silverhand, I'll give you the point.
Is it Johnny Silverhand?
It is Johnny Silverhand. Yeah.
Is it actually?
Yeah. Oops. Good here.
That's funny as hell.
Okay.
Damn it.
Kinross.
I could have gotten a point.
What was the most disliked video on YouTube from E3 2019? You know, I'll give Kinross a bonus point because he did say Johnny.
Yeah. I'd feel bad taking all the credit for that one.
Most disliked video from
we each got a half of it.
E3. Something related to Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Bill?
Most disliked video from E3. Trying to think on each press conference on what the most piece of garbage thing was from each one.
It doesn't have to be and from a press conference.
And oh, okay.
It's just the most disliked video from E3.
And what pissed people off the most from during that time period? What was announced? I know there's always something. There's always that one thing.
Well, the year before it was that Command & Conquer game.
That just totally fucks people off. Is it? I'm trying to think of when this was announced. Maybe it was announced this year. I don't remember. No, I think it was announced last year or the year before. I'm just gonna guess. Like, if I have no answer, Gears Pop.
No, but not a bad guess because I'm sure that was the most disliked thing of last E3, as in the one before this.
Yeah, I think that was.
If you're curious, the most disliked thing from a press conference this year, I believe, was the Commander Keen announcement. But
weird.
The most disliked video from E3 in general was the Pokemon Sword and Shield Treehouse Live.
I should have fucking known it was Pokemon. I should have known it was something Pokemon related.
Oh, did they announce the
that's where
national
they said
Dex
they,
in the title?
Yeah, that's where
okay.
Dexit started, so.
I thought the Dexit started much later.
No, unfortunately not.
I should have known it was Pokemon.
Bill.
Damn.
Yes, Bill.
Yes.
Microsoft announced their acquisition of which studio at their E3 press conference?
This year, because they just keep on buying them. this year they bought... Oh, shit! Oh, was it Double Fine?
Yes. It was Double Fine.
Was it Ninja Theory the year before?
Yes.
Yeah, Ninja Theory was part of that big list. Yeah, because they had the presentation with Tim. What the hell's his last name?
Tim Schafer.
Where he came out and like did the whole bit about buying out, selling out.
Here's a blast from the past for you with this question, though. What was the name of the? Yes. Yeah, what was the name of the Apple TV exclusive show that was announced by Rob McKennelly? I can't say his last name.
Oh God!
At Ubisoft's press conference, how do you say his last name?
Never, no idea. I've been watching Always Sunny for over 10 years, and I still don't know how to say his damn name. McKellany.
Might be Rob McKellany.
I know the show
because it was one of those things that people only remember when they're like, "Oh yeah, that thing at Ubisoft that happened."
Now it's a very long title. If we know like the main title and not the subtitle,
yeah, that's fine.
Does that count?
Yes.
How I learned my MMO was adorable and I wanted to sleep with it.
No, but that's the winter season. MMO's my sister?
What? Bill.
It's Mythic Quest, The Legend of Something Black, Something Raven, or something like that.
I wrote down Mythic Quest, so...
Okay, nice.
You don't have to worry. Bill. Devolver Digital held their third big fancy press conference during 2019's E3. What is the name of Devolver's fictional mouthpiece?
Fork Parker.
No.
That is their fake president though on Twitter. So that's where my brain
Oh right,
went.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not for E3.
Yeah, it's a lady, right? For E3, I think.
Yeah, do you know her name, cuz maybe I didn't phrase that question right.
No, the question was fine. I was just thinking of Twitter.
You were just, like, so unhesitant about it. I was like...
And then I realized, yeah, Fork Parker never shows up on the E3 thing. So it's like, it's yeah.
Kinross, do you know the answer to this question?
Only because she looks like her to me, and that's the name that sticks in my head, Philomena Kunk.
Is that real? Is that it?
That's not the answer. It's Nina Struthers.
Okay.
I wish that one was right. Philomena Crunk.
Kunk.
Kunk.
Crunk. That's the best last name, though.
Crunk on Cokie.
Hashtag Crunk on Cokie.
Now, Philomena Kunk is from Charlie Brooker's yearly.
Oh, so it's from something?
Yeah. Okay. She just looks a lot like her when I remember them.
Okay. Moving on. Kinross.
Yes.
Limited Run Games announced their last physical releases for the PS Vita during their own press conference. How many games were announced? I'll give you the point if you get within two.
For the PS Vita, or mm-hmm. for everything?
For the PS Vita.
Five.
No. Bill.
One game.
It was 13.
Oh, shit! Vita getting fed with physical games!
For the last time, no more.
Yeah, the last meal.
They're done now.
The last supper.
I think they've probably gotten every game that they could possibly get physically on the PS Vita now, though.
I'd have won if I quit in February.
Bill. The team GG Boys won the Splatoon World Championships, which took place on the 8th of June during the E3 festivities. What country do GG Boys originate from?
Alabama.
Mexico.
No. Kinross.
Is it Japan?
It is Japan, yes.
Damn
it. You said it with such confidence.
Pretty sure all the teams were either Japanese or American, and then there was one
like
French team.
Mexico.
Like, wow, holy crap, Mexico came big for Splatoon.
Kinross.
Mm-hmm.
Just Dance 2020 was unveiled at Ubisoft's press conference. What about the announcement was met with ridicule and surprise?
that it was the last game to be released for the Wii.
I'll give you the point for that.
Oh, okay.
The answer is it was just on the Nintendo Wii. Not that it was the last game, but I'll give you the point for it, because you knew. Bill. What was the name of the expansion pack for The Sims 4 that was announced during the EA Play event?
That is the worst pour I've ever done in my life, by the way. I'm going to wait like 20 minutes for that to go down.
Island, desert island, survival island, island death, living on an island, tropical freeze.
What was the first thing you said?
Dead island?
Island, survival tropical islands. Island, yeah, deserted island.
No.
Island.
Genos.
Pets and magic.
It's island living.
Damn.
So you were close. Kinross, I don't know if you watched the Bethesda press conference, so it sucks to be you.
I watched everything.
Oh, cool. Ikumi Nakamura took to the stage to steal everyone's hearts during the Bethesda press conference. What game did she announce?
Oh, is she that woman who everyone on the internet loves?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's like super happy.
Yes.
She was at the Game Awards.
Yes. Don't say it that tone. You'll get hate on Twitter for it.
I have no clue. Some pet project that I've never heard of and never will again.
Cool. Bill.
Ghostwire Tokyo.
Yeah.
She's also no longer working on it.
No.
Really?
She left the company for some unknown reason.
Mm.
She got too
especially
popular.
For the E3 press conference, yeah. It's especially weird.
Okay, Bill. We're into just June questions now. E3's over. Time to go back to reality.
Sorry.
Judgment released in June.
4 days.
There's only 4 questions for this. Judgment released in June, being one of the first games from Ryu Ga Gotoku Studios to have an English dub. Who voiced the protagonist Takayuki Yagami?
I'm just going to throw out a random guy.
Bill Conway.
Todd Habercorn.
No.
I don't know.
Thank God. Kinross, who voiced Yagami?
I only know one character in the cast, and it wasn't him. So I'm going to go Ray Chase. He's the only other voice actor
Greg
I know.
Chun.
Yes,
I don't know who Greg Chun is.
He voices Ike.
Okay. Yeah, the only character I know was Matthew Mercer. Was the detective or
Yields. Right. Kinross, in Cadence of Hyrule, what is the name of the lute playing antagonist?
I always forget whether there's a letter in there or not. Shit. Octavio.
Bill.
I could, like, see it in my head. Like, I could, like, see it. Because it's a pun. And I'm just, like, not pulling it out.
I need to just quit.
Don't give
up
your
now.
Answer. I need to put my headphones on charge.
And I actually think that the DLC was, like, named after them, too. I don't know. I can't pull it out. I know it, but I don't know it, if that makes sense. Once I hear it, I'll kick myself in the ass, though, I'm sure.
It's Octavo.
Oh, there's no pun in there. What the fuck? Well, Octo's a pun. But I mean,
Should I give Kinross half a point for being one letter off? Because
yes.
It feels
no,
real
it's
bad.
Fine.
No, you're getting half a point.
It's my own fault.
Right.
It's my own fault. Because I remember it as being more fancy than it is.
I feel like Octavio is a person in a game somewhere, though.
Yeah, probably.
Splatoon. He's the octopus DJ.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Bill. Which June release describes its plot as follows? In the 1920s, on the east coast of the United States, the half-submerged city of Oakmont is gripped by supernatural forces.
The sinking city.
Yes. I'm surprised that you knew that.
My dad likes that game. That's the only reason I know that.
I was going to say, I don't remember you ever talking about the Sinking City, like, you played it.
A vague noir theme is going to be a Lovecraft thing, isn't it?
Kinross.
Indeed Lovecraft.
Which art game developed by that game company came to PC in June?
Dreams.
Bill.
That's not that game company.
Bill.
Could you repeat the question one more time, please?
Which art game developed by that game company came to PC in June?
Oh, Journey.
Yeah.
I could have just given you the answer, Bill. It would have been fine.
Okay, I think we have finally finished with June and we're on to July, so...
I'm pretty sure that there's no way I can win.
You can still win.
So now I'm in for chaos.
You can still win.
For chaos.
Bill. Detective Pikachu was one of two Pokemon movies that were released in 2019. What was the other one?
Ooh. Is it like Pokemon Origins or something like that? That's probably way too off the title to get it, but... Or was that the year before? I don't remember. They keep releasing those like red and blue shits all the time. Kinross.
I can't remember the proper name for it, but it was that CG remake of Mewtwo Returns.
Yeah, I'll give you the point for that.
Yes, yes.
It was funnily enough. Funnily enough, it was called Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution.
Oh.
Damn.
Kinross.
Yeah, fat one.
Yeah.
Which Nintendo IP made its way to Andross?
Star Fox.
We're going Star Fox. Which Nintendo IP made its way to Android and iOS on July 9th?
Summer. Summer.
That can't have been that early. Wait, are we into July now?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't give a recap on scores because I didn't want to count.
It's okay, I got like two. Because all the others exist on Android and iOS already, I'm going to say Mario Kart Tour.
No, unfortunately no. Bill.
In July.
I don't hear you.
Yeah, I don't know if you're just mouthing words or
no,
actually
no, I'm just like really far back from the microphone. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yeah, good
now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Came out in July.
July 9th, specifically, I wrote down. I don't know if there were two in that month.
What IP was...
I don't feel like Bill
knows. If it's this other one, I'm going to be annoyed.
Why? Because you didn't get it?
No, because I would have... Well, I guess phrasing the question. I don't know.
I don't got it.
It's Dr. Mario.
Shit.
Kinross is annoyed with my quiz master abilities.
No, because I was like, if it turns out to be Pokemon Masters, that's not the first time Pokemon's been on the
island. Oh, I probably shouldn't have said anything there. Never mind. Anyway, Bill. Dragon Quest Builders 2 offered what in-game reward if it found save data for the first Dragon Quest Builders?
Was it the outfit from Dragon Quest 8? They always like giving that out. I don't know if that was it or me.
Kinross.
I guess it was that one.
Kinross.
Was it the outfit from Dragon Quest Builders
1? Yes, it was.
It was definitely an outfit. Definitely.
You said, was it the outfit?
He said outfit, I was like, my heart sank. And then it didn't.
Okay.
I don't remember the outfit from Builders 1, because you could change your outfit.
I think it just gave you, like, the hair, because... Just off quiz topic. Is everyone else's, like, Discord, like, flashing?
Discord flickering.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. A little flickering.
Sorry about that. It's not my fault, but...
Sorry!
Alright, Kinross.
Nope, it's Discord.
Which July game topped the UK game chart, selling twice as much as Wolfenstein Youngblood?
probably the wrong time of year again, but I'm going to go Fire Emblem Three Houses just for the fun of it.
What was that, sorry?
I said it's the wrong time of year, but I can't think of anything, so Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Yeah, you're right.
That was my guess, yep.
What?
That's the only thing that came out.
Came out in July.
One of the only big things that came out.
Bill.
Oh!
Which Battle Royale game held its first World Cup tournament in New York City between the 26th and the 28th of July?
Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
Mr.
You know it.
Boogo, whatever his name is, won the booger, won the championship.
Mr. Boogroll?
Booga, I think his name is.
Boogroll. Kinross.
Mm-hmm.
Which MMO expansion released in July of this year? Bill saying something?
No, I'm
just
moving
towards the
microphone.
I need the name of the expansion, not just the game that it's for as well.
Yeah. Bargerations.
Bargerations.
Because I don't think that there was a WoW expansion, so I would say it's from Final Fantasy XIV, and it was like Shadowbringers or something.
You got it!
Hey! For a brief moment, I was like,
nice
Night Stalkers.
Buddy.
And we're into Kinross's birth month, August. So we're getting there.
Oh, God.
I've got like half an hour to wrap this up, so let's go. What was notable about the international... This is Bill. Mm-hmm. What was notable about the international 2019 Dota 2 tournament that was held in Shanghai?
Was notable. But the international, there was something this year... I don't know, but I'm gonna guess that there was a major overhaul to the game announced, and that's all I got.
Kinross.
They accidentally played League.
No, but that would have been cool. the answer is, it held the largest prize pool of any esports tournament. It was $34 million.
Damn.
Damn, son.
That's a lot of dollars.
That's a lot of dollar.
That crate money.
Kinross.
Mm-hmm.
What is the last name of the protagonist in Astral Chain?
Akira.
What is the last name of the protagonist
Damn it.
In Astral Chain, Bill?
Tajibana.
It's Howard.
What?
Yeah, it's Akira Howard.
Fucking Howard.
Because he got adopted. They got adopted.
Oh man.
By Mr. Howard.
Ron Howard's kids.
Bill.
It's almost as stupid.
What character was the final character to be added to Mario Tennis Aces?
Oh, have they stopped adding people?
Is it like
yes.
Dry Bones or something?
Oh my god. No.
Oh, I bet you I know it. I bet you I know it. Kinross?
I bet you I just gave it away to Kinross too.
Dry Bowser?
I didn't. Yeah, it was Dry Bowser. Yeah. I kind of gave that away. I'm sorry. It's because I thought you were going to say Dry Bowser and I was like so
boy.
Happy for
it's
you.
One of the Dry Boys.
Thank
you. Kinross, which FTP mobile game released in August... Start that again. Which FTP mobile game released in August features sync pairs as scouted characters?
Pokemon Masters.
Yes.
Have they improved that game? Should I play that game?
Bill. Which game developed by Supermassive Games saw its first installment released in August?
Supermassive. Fuck. Who the fuck are they? I know them.
You do know them.
So that's. Could you repeat the phrasing of the question one more time, please?
No, don't.
Which... Is it because you know it?
Yes.
Which game released by Supermassive Games saw its first installment released in August?
Fuck. Supermassive.
You say nothing, Axory.
Fuck. Supermassive. I do know them.
No, you've never heard of them, Bill.
August.
Nah. They made Pixel Z, man.
10 very slow seconds.
Please, my heart.
Super massive.
Oh, my cappy fell off. I'm shaking
super
so much.
Massive. And like, actually, like, this is like an obvious. Bill should know this question.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah, just
one.
Yeah. I don't have it.
Unless I've completely gotten the studios confused, I'm guessing Hades.
That's super giant.
No.
Yeah, it's easy to confuse.
I thought you were going to know this because we were talking about this game the other day. It's the Dark Pictures anthology, Man of Medan.
Yeah, it's the Until Dawn people. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Kinross, final question for August.
Mm-hmm.
Which game released in August describes itself as follows? After a secretive agency in New York is invaded by an otherworldly threat, you become the new director, struggling to regain control.
If I'm right, I'm sorry that Bill doesn't get this question, but I'm going to go for Control.
It is Control. Okay. Goody. So.
Yeah, the only reason that I thought that Evie was like, Bill, you definitely need to know this, is because he's been streaming Hades.
Yeah.
No, I just thought he'd played Until Dawn
before.
Yeah,
Until Dawn. And I want to play the Man of Medan. I haven't done it yet, though. But
I saw everything except for the last part, which really frustrates me because the people didn't want to release the video.
So, Bill is on 22 points.
Mm-hmm.
Kinross is on 20.
Yeah! We got a game, boys!
We going into September. Bill. Untitled Goose Game was developed by what studio?
Oh, shit. I don't know. So I'm just going to be like Frink Games or something like that. Some goofy name.
Sure was Frink Games. Kinross. Tell me the answer.
It's something House Games. Happy House.
No, I can't give that to you, I'm afraid.
Sad House.
It was House.
Damn it! I knew it was something stupid.
Damn, that was close.
What city was the first tour in Mario Kart Tour based on?
New York.
It was based on New York. Let's get close. Bill, how many Dragon Quest games were released on the Nintendo Switch in September?
One.
Kinross?
Four. Shit.
It was four, yeah.
Dragon Quest?
Yeah, it was 11 and like one, two, and three.
Oh, those little fuckers. Yeah. Square Enix.
I think they released them the same day as 11.
This one's a wordy one, so get ready, Kinross.
I hate words.
Which game released in September prompted director Kotaro Uchikoshi to tweet, "Now is the time for action. Please tell your friends or people around you that the free demo has been released and recommend it to them with your eyes full of tears. We truly need your help."
Code Vein.
Bill.
Daemon X Machina.
No.
Damn, what the fuck?
It was a game called AI the Somnium Files.
Oh, yeah! I hear that's great. I want to play that game.
Never heard of that game in my life.
I bought it. It's this one.
Hey! You play it?
No.
Yeah,
I hear it's fantastic, though. So
apparently, it's really good.
Look forward to playing it.
And apparently, it's really not selling well, so.
Yeah.
Well, play it.
Recommend it to your friends with your eyes full of tears.
A Japanese developer on Twitter begging the West to buy their game and play their demo could be like any Japanese game. Please, Americans.
Bill. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finish the song lyrics with the title of this beat-em-up game released in September. "We're gonna fight you with all our might to get back our boyfriends, we love them so. We'll take the world on and sing this dope song, don't mess with us,
River City Girls.
Yeah.
Is that is that song in the game?
Yeah, that's the like intro song. I'm telling you, you would really like the soundtrack too.
I played that game.
Is that a rhythm game I've not heard of?
No, it's a beat 'em up.
Beat 'em up. Okay.
Kinross.
Yes.
An alpha of this game was released in 2013 and saw infrequent updates. Which game that boasts a large voxel-based world was officially released on September 30th?
Cube World.
It was Cube World. Cube World's out, everyone.
I remember when that alpha was, like, big, and then there was nothing. And then apparently it just came out.
Yeah, it just came out last year. Bill. Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition follows which Dungeons & Dragons rule set?
Enhanced Edition. I wonder if they probably didn't change the rule set from the original game. I'd imagine they wouldn't have done that. But then I'm trying to figure out when the hell do these editions of D&D come the fuck out? Baldur's Gate was released in the 90s. And I don't know how often Wizards of the Coast releases revisions of the rule sets. So I want to go real old. But then I think, like, that shit was out in the fucking 80s, bro. So it's like, it can't be real old, can it? I'm going to guess D&D 1.5.
Kinross. Cappy's given up.
Yeah, I know. I had two options in my head, and Bill chose neither of them. 3.5.
It's second edition.
Shit!
So you were close.
I was thinking that too. But, because I'm thinking, like, I also thought 3.5, and I'm like, that maybe seems too current for the original Baldur's Gate, but then it's like, who the fuck knows what they're doing. So
yeah, but then, like you said, enhanced, maybe they'd have done it, like, a little bit.
But then, yeah, then I thought, like, if they Robin change that, people would probably be mad, since that's such a beloved game. They'd be like, what the fuck was it?
Yeah, so if you want to know about 2nd edition Dungeons & Dragons, just play Baldur's Gate.
I plan to.
Kinross.
Yes.
What is the name of the family featured in the game Children of Morta?
I knew I should have bought this on sale.
Yeah, I should have too.
But you didn't.
Is it the Mortars?
No.
That's...
Funnily enough.
Honestly, my best guess.
Bill.
The Andersons.
No, it's the Bergsons. So you were kind of close.
I got a son.
You got a sons in the... Right, we are on to October, so we're getting there.
We're through the busiest month of the year.
Yes. And somehow I could come up with no questions for it. Alright, so in Luigi's Mansion, Bill, what item are you tasked with retrieving for the ghostly film director Morty?
Ooh, some of my favorite floors. He wants to finish editing his movie.
Shit, sorry. Just
Premiere Pro.
Find him a Sony Vegas keygen.
Is it... Oh, man.
Kinross's camera's freaking out for me.
Is it like a film reel or something? It's probably something more technological than a film reel.
Are you seeing Kinross's camera the way that I'm seeing it, or
I'm seeing right now?
It's been completely fine.
Okay, yeah, well, you're on a boomerang mode for me, I guess.
What, is that just going backwards and forwards?
I'm gonna record it. Hold on.
Can you just tell Bill whether he's right or wrong?
The
film reel?
No, you're wrong. Definitely what's the answer, Kinross?
His megaphone.
Yes.
Okay.
And then just take a little megaphone. Quick video.
Well, it's actually just like a little cone.
Kinross, you're in the picture for me. I will send that to you later. Well, as long as he looks fine for everyone else, yes. So, megaphone.
I wouldn't say fine.
You look beautiful.
Yeah, man. Fucking hot as hell.
It is pretty warm. I've got my fan on. Yes.
Kinross.
Yes.
Frozen Byte released the fourth installment in the Train series how many years after the third?
Alright, so I can narrow it down because I knew you when Train 3 came out.
We did not play Train 3 together, though.
No, we did not, but it came out when I knew you. So I'm going to say 5 years.
Bill.
Six.
four. Bill. Oh. Which October release features
the
soundtrack?
The only way it would have been funnier is if you said three.
Which October release features a soundtrack primarily written by Toby Fox?
Primarily written. Oh, Town. A Town Story. My Town Story. A Little Town Story. Well, I forget the fucking name of that goddamn game.
Well, yeah.
You gave four answers.
It was Little Town Hero, so none of them were right technically.
They changed
but...
it, like, they changed it before.
Could have guessed. Biznitch?
No, I said I'd give him the point because it said Town, so.
Yeah, the game was originally called Town.
Town. Untitled.
Kenra, so you're going to get this next question anyway, so it's fine. Which game features the following corporations? Aramid Ballistics, Force, Happydale Farm, and Halcyon Holdings Corporation.
Outer Worlds.
Yes.
It was only until the last one that I knew it.
I'd be impressed if you didn't get that one.
If the last name wasn't on there, I wouldn't have got it.
I need to take a break for like a quick second. Is that fine?
Sure.
Sorry, I need a drink real bad.
Quick. So what month are we in? October.
October, yep.
Okay, quick. Look up November news.
Hey, everyone out there in chat. How y'all doing? It's Sunday afternoon here on the United States East Coast.
And it's
a real sunny
Sunday
weekend over here.
It's sunny Sunday evening. It's
a lot of people want to celebrate
pitch black
the warm
outside
weather, but I say that's cause for concern.
Really, Bill? Actually, where
am I? January 12th. It was 70 degrees in Philadelphia yesterday.
You're up there.
I was sweating my ass off.
70 degrees? That's almost hot enough to boil water.
Blah, 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 blah. Wait, this sounds like a stand-up bit.
I don't know what
degrees.
I don't know what that is in Celsius. It's probably like 28 or something like that. No, actually, that's ridiculously hot. It's gonna be like 18. No, that's ridiculously cold. I don't know.
Glasses must come off my face.
So, Bill,
what up, my friend?
You've been doing a lot of streaming this year.
Yes, I have. Very much.
You won anything in Tetris yet?
I won one game on the stream. Come very close.
I've seen you come into the top 10 at least a dozen times. Top 5.
Yeah, I'm always in there. I'm always in there as a pest, you know. But people just swap me off eventually once it gets to that top 5. Problem is, I make too many dumb mistakes. I'm a foolish Tetris player.
When I watch you play, I forget how bad I am. And I think to myself, man, Bill, when he makes a mistake, he really, really commits to covering that mistake up with like 6 layers of other stuff. It's like, there's a long piece hole that I've just covered up. Better bury it. And then it works out fine for you. So
yeah. I've got a system, you know? Because, like, no one could see what's in my head when I'm trying to fix that mistake. A lot of times it doesn't work out, though. So, I think I'm just an idiot. Welcome back.
Let's continue the quiz.
Yes.
Whose question was it? Bill's?
I think I said Outer Worlds, yes. So it's Bill's now.
Yeah.
Which October release earned over $600 million? In its first 3 days on sale, making it the highest selling game in the franchise on current generation consoles.
100% Modern Warfare.
Yes.
That game's a fucking bastard of a seller.
Kenros?
The thing's hot.
Yes?
Overwatch Legendary Edition released on Nintendo Switch in October. What new feature did it boast?
Gyro controls
you
for your riptire.
You got it. Bill. The HD remake of Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz was developed by which studio?
I know this one.
You do know this one.
Developed by which studio? I mean, it's a Sega game.
Bethesda.
But they published it. Ooh, I'm just gonna, like, fucking guess something here. Like, like Grizzo, Grezzo.
It's not Grezzo.
They're Nintendo. I'm an idiot. Yeah.
Go on, Kinross.
I can't remember like the last one, but it's RGG, the Ryuga Gotoku, or it's, whatever it is, the Yakuza
it's
people.
It's Ryuga Gotoku Studios.
What?
That was my reaction when Ebby was saying, how many games have they released this year? And not, I didn't count Super Monkey Ball.
Damn.
Super Monkey Ball. Kinross.
Is it in the Dragon Engine?
I hope so. Which...
Monkey's just ripping their shirts off.
Which game follows Milo and Lola as they attempt to outdrink Satan?
What? That Peter Molyneux demo really took a turn.
He's back, baby. He's back.
To outdrink Satan. Nope, I got nothing.
Bill.
After Party.
Yep.
That's a Bill question if I've right heard it.
Well, you got the Ryuga Gotoku.
Yeah, that's true.
Studios one that I knowledge dropped on you.
Yep.
Before, so.
By chance.
Bill. Google Stadia officially launched on November 19th. We're into November now.
Okay.
How many titles were available day one?
Ooh, it was like initially a really low amount, and then they were like, hey, here's just three more fucking games or whatever. 24 games.
No, Kinross.
18.
No, it was 12.
Ooh, Jesus Christ, guys.
Yeah. And the
when you said 24, I'm like, oof, half that. Kinross. If you don't get this right, our friendship might be over.
Oh, God.
Name one of the two new playable characters that were added to Fire Emblem Three Houses via DLC.
I don't know anything about the DLC.
Get this one, you
know. I don't know anything about the DLC!
I got guesses if Kinross can't get it.
Chrom and Lucina.
You only needed to name one.
Oh.
And neither of those are right.
Oh.
Bill.
Maximilian.
No.
Damn.
I would have accepted either Anna or Yuritsa.
Anna wasn't in the game already?
No. You got paid for that sheet.
Okay. Well... It's not Mario Party or Overcooked that breaks friendships. It's not knowing about Fire Emblem DLC.
Exactly.
It was nice knowing you all.
Bill.
Ebby knows where I live. She'll kill me.
Which game was described in a review from Polygon as a wholly unique open-world adventure with asynchronous cooperative multiplayer that allows me to feel like I'm part of a community building a world from scratch?
Death Stranding.
Yep. Wrote that question before I played the game, so I probably could have asked a better question about the game, but I'm sure I didn't. Kinross.
Mm-hmm.
What UK city is Pokemon Sword and Shield's Motostoke city based on?
Motostoke is Manchester.
Yes.
Thank God you got it, because I would have like disappointed you guys. For Kinross.
I couldn't remember, yeah, because one of them is based on Birmingham somehow.
Mm.
Okay, the
I don't know which one that is.
Hammerlock is apparently Birmingham.
Birmingham's not a castle.
Nope.
Anyway. Bill. How many years was it between Shenmue 2 and Shenmue 3's release?
19 years.
Kinross.
16.
18.
Ooh, fuck.
So, it was close. Kinross.
Yes.
Oh, no, which my November... fan's dead. Oh, no. Which November game received its own special edition console? Sorry, let me start that again. Which November game received its own special edition Switch console in Japan?
Japan only?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that rules out the one I know about.
Because we don't get many limited edition Switches in the West.
Screw it, I'm going to say that there was a normal Switch version for Sword and Shield.
That's not the answer.
Okay.
Beal. I should have said exclusively in Japan, because I'm sure... Sure, I should give you half a point just for bad phrasing because I forgot about the Switch Lite.
November Switch games. What the fuck were people playing on a Switch in November besides Pokemon?
Well, what were they playing in Japan? That's the question.
Right. I got nothing.
It was Disney Sumsum Festival.
Oh shit!
I thought that we had that one.
It's coming
no,
out.
No, we don't have. Oh, is it?
Well, the game itself's coming out.
Yeah, I know, but I thought that I'd seen the...
But I don't know about the Switch itself.
No, they have, like, a purple Joy-Con with, like,
yeah,
little
with the
Mickeys on it.
On. Yeah. Oh, fair enough.
Well, it was exclusive when I wrote that question. Anyway. Bill.
Here we go.
Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 was the final game that which studio helped develop before they filed for bankruptcy in October?
Mamma mia.
Nintendo.
Oh man, I remember the story too. Oh my god, Bill. Get the fucking name out of your ass, bro. Oh my god. I can't think of the name. Nah, I can't. Yeah, it's not there.
Thanos?
The people who made the Mario and Luigi games.
I need the name.
That's who it is. I just fucking got a fucking name.
Crystal Dynamics.
No. It was Alpha Dream.
Damn it.
Ugh.
Right, we have 5 questions remaining, so we're nearly there. So,
could I? Am I allowed to win? Am I able to win?
Yeah, absolutely. You're okay. Very, very. It's very close. So you got to step your game up.
All right, let's
friend.
Throw it away.
Kinross, why was VK Leune's win? Why was VK Leune's win at the Hearthstone Grandmasters Global Finals significant?
In December.
No, this is November. This is the
November.
Last November question.
I mean, the only thing I know about Hearthstone is that there was the Blitzchung thing, but that was before the grand finals, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So, did he donate his money to Blitzchung?
No.
Okay.
Bill.
Was the first female victor.
Yeah, you're right.
I would never have known. Man or woman.
I'm impressed. Alright, we're on the last stretch, so we have...
They're all the same to me.
4 questions remaining. Do you want to know the score, or...?
No, I don't think that I can take the disappointment.
I think it's really close, dude. I think it's really close.
There's at least 2 points.
There's
at least 2 points between us.
Bill has 26 points. Kinross has 27.
See that, Kinross? Don't feel bad.
You see this? This is me throwing it away.
Unless I counted wrong. In which case, we'll find out. Bill. Life is Strange 2's final episode released on December 3rd. How many months did it take for all 5 episodes to be released?
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Somewhere between 0 and a lot.
I'm trying to think of if episode 1 came out in 2018, but I don't think it did. I don't know, but I feel like that came out in October. Let's see. Let's do my math here. 1, 2, 3. And then 15 months?
Yep, you got it.
Yes! My guess was 18, only because it's in the dock of things that we started planning in 2017.
Thank you for giving me enough time to do the math.
Kinross.
Mm.
On December 10th, 2 new Shovel Knight games released. Name one of them.
Well, I've got to, or else Bill's going to get it. In more ways than one. Some card something. God. Bill's just distracted me. It's the pressure.
I should put you on a timer.
Card Captor Sakura.
Close.
Bill.
They are King of Cards and Shovel Knight Showdown.
I feel like I should give you another half point for giving me both, but you're only getting the one. Oops. Wrong colour. Oh, wait. No, that's the right colour, never mind.
I thought King of Cards, and that was such a stupid... I thought, that's too obvious.
Is it just... Bugger. Yep, we have 2 questions remaining. I'm not entirely sure that... Kinross is going to get that last question now that I'm looking at it. So, Bill.
I believe in your energy, Kinross. Oh, yeah, I'm just up. Okay.
What game won the most awards during the Game Awards 2019 with a total of 4?
I have my answer.
Death Stranding.
Kinross.
Disco Elysium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Disco Elysium. Nice.
I think Death Stranding only won one.
Yeah, Death Stranding did not do that.
Did it get,
it had
did
the
it
most
get
nominations.
Two?
It didn't have the most wins,
that's
though.
Right.
This is the last question. I apologize, Kinross, because I don't think that you're going to get this. No offense. So the question is, Green Day released a pack on VR game Beat Saber on the same evening as the Game Awards containing 6 songs. Name 2 of the songs that were included in the pack.
Oh, man.
Now this is a challenge because I know one Green Day song. And it's probably not actually in there. The only one I know is American Idiot.
Well, I asked you for 2 songs as well, so...
I know, but... I ain't gonna get to American Idiot and We Love Rock and Roll.
My famous Green Day song.
I fucking wish that was one, dude.
Alright, Bill, give me 2 Green Day songs
ass
that were.
Pool of history.
You got it right. Give me 2 songs, Bill.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm going to go with... my knowledge of Green Day is very, very lacking as well. And I wish I knew
the
names.
No pressure, but if I'm counting
right,
you get it. You get this right, you win.
I'm also going to guess... I'm gonna throw American Idiot in there, and then I'm also going to throw in... oh, my God. Heaven. Green Day song titles. Green Day song titles. Green Day song titles.
Hey Google, name me a Green Day song.
No.
She can't tell me anything. She knows I'm.
American Idiot and something like Beat Saber. Songs that beat for Beat Saber. I mean, there's a lot of fast punk songs. I'm trying to think of a classic one from like Dookie, but I can't think of the fucking names of that fucking album.
There's like two old songs and four new ones, right?
I'm just gonna guess American Idiot and Minority.
You got it. I was not expecting that because Minority is just the most like random song choice in the whole pack. But no, the answer could have been American Idiot, Father of All, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Holiday, Ready, Aim, Fire, and Minority.
They really, I would have guessed Boulevard of Broken Dreams, but they really put that shit in Beat Saber?
Yeah, they did. I assume it leads into Holiday.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to tally up the scores, make sure that we're all right, and we will have a winner.
As far as I can tell, Bill is 1 point ahead of me.
Well, I might have added it up wrong before on purpose, so you don't know.
I'm ready for if I lose.
This was intense. This is very intense.
I'm going to Christmas cracker myself.
It was an hour and a half of heart palpitations.
Okay, I think I did my calculations very wrong before.
I'm going to it. Oh, it turns out I'm actually 7 behind.
Kinross.
I've done Luigi's shame.
You got 27 points.
Mm-hmm.
Bill. You got 30 points. So you win, but only just.
Very close.
So that is the Permadeath Big Fat Quiz of 2019. And also, yes, there was nothing from Dookie on the Beat Saber pack.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I didn't pick a Dookie. I'm glad I didn't remember any Dookie songs.
Luigi's messed up my hair, as much as I care about my hair.
So well, Kinross, it was a very hard-fought battle.
I had a lot of stinkers.
That was a bloodbath, man. That was a bloodbath. Abby, great job on the quiz.
I don't know if I made it too hard or not. I don't know how many questions.
No, you need hard ones in there, though. You need hard ones in there. I mean, we each got almost 30 correct, you know?
Out of what, a possible 50?
And, I mean, some of those are half points, too, so more questions per person were answered correct than just what our points show.
Yeah, Kinross actually stole the most answers. So if we had gone with full points, he might have won. Because he would have had 35 points.
Why did I choose to be kind? I should have said no! Stolen points are worth a point! That one.
That's basically it. All that there is. So this was just something a little bit different because I felt like writing a quiz after I purchased the Ultimate Game Trivia from Morrison's for £2 and it was terrible, so I decided to write my own quiz and here we are. Maybe I'll do it again next year. Who knows?
I mean, the title, the description says it's the first.
Well, I guess I'm doing it next year.
Yeah.
Unless someone else wants to take over quiz-making duties. Or I can be permanent quizmaster.
I mean, I can offer questions for you to ask me.
I'm not going to do that, though.
Okay. I mean, the best part is I can offer, like, questions on a month-by-month basis. I'll have completely forgotten them by the end of the year.
True.
Even the December ones I'll have forgotten.
So, did you enjoy...
Yes!
Hell yeah, I enjoyed winning.
So, you've got a title to defend next year.
I'm going to play total wrestling heel here. I'm the best gamer, according to Nebmia in the chat.
I think you should put it in your Twitter bio.
I've been training for this my whole life. With the power of Xbox on my side, today, in front of all of you, I am your champion. Of course, I'm wearing Nintendo gear, though.
You can't give a Phil Spencer speech.
I'm going to get a Phil Spencer wig for next year's.
This is the problem. Bill has all of the game connections.
That's true. He does have the advantage.
The gloves are off.
He's been bought out by Microsoft, Epic.
That's right. Epic did buy me.
I'm pretty sure Bethesda might have bought him at some point.
But where do you think I got the money to start doing weekly again? Epic.
Exactly. Speaking of, Weekly's back.
Weekly is an Epic exclusive.
It's exclusive
to YouTube.
No, it's on the Games Pass now, but you can get it for $0.
Yeah, it is $0.
Permanent Xbox or no, Xbox Permanent Weekly Game Pass.
There you go.
Yeah.
So if you hadn't seen Weekly is back, you should listen to it, enjoy it. It was good. Though there was a point where I thought that you went by next gen talk, you were talking about Pokemon, and I was really confused when you started talking about PS4.
Oh, 5. Yeah, you know what? I didn't think about that, right? Yeah. The way that it's put in like the timestamps and on the rundown, it looks like it goes from Pokemon to next gen, and so I'm talking about the next generation. Yeah. Could have been more clear.
And also, both Bill and Kinross have been streaming lately, so you should check that out too.
Can't remember, is Bill streaming later today?
We might stream some Tetris today. Might stream some Tetris. Not sure though. Depends. Actually, asked in the chat, is that whole thing one take, by the way, or did you stitch that together? What is that referring
to? Weekly, I think.
Weekly, I don't think that Bill likes to edit. So it'd be the whole thing is a single take.
Yeah, most of the time the actual podcast is one or two takes, depending on if I really messed something up. But usually it's one. Usually I just rip through. Got my Google Doc and just rock through it all.
Okay. Well, yes. Thank you very much, Abby.
No problem.
Writing it. And in the next couple of weeks, hopefully, will be like a month late for Goaty stuff. But we'll have Goaty stuff.
Hopefully.
Ooh.
It's going to be interesting.
I don't want to seem disingenuous. There is an edit in Weekly because my dogs were going nuts for something. But usually it's one cut.
How dare you?
And I even referenced in the episode that I could have pretended like I didn't cut there.
Yeah.
But the dogs were being annoying. Goaty stuff. We're definitely...
hopefully before the end of January, you will be seeing... be seeing it.
Finding out what our favorite things of the year are. Not doing top 10 lists this year.
We're doing something new, something different.
Yeah.
If you could go to our followbot link, followbot.com/permapodcast.
followbot.me/permapodcast.
We need the resources to make sure that it's good. So don't actually do that, by the way.
Because Bill doesn't share any of the exclusivity money.
No, it's all my bank account. Filled up my car with it yesterday.
I'm so hungry, and I can't afford food, cool. And I wrote this quiz hoping that Bill would pay me, and it's not come through yet, so I'm hoping.
I mean, yeah, you've been successfully paid off.
Yeah.
The money will be wired to you shortly, I'm sure.
All right. Well, I've got to go.
Real right. Gold. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much. I'm going to hit the end stream button now. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Thanks for watching.
See you in the history.